From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Redcliffe Club car boot sale. Greetings from the Redcliffe and Districts Radio Club VK4RC. Robert Thompson, VK4TFN here. The Redcliffe Club will hold our annual car boot sale on Saturday, the 26th of August 2023, at our clubhouse at Kippering in the city of Redcliffe. Vendors in at 7, breakfast is at 8, gates open at 9, the raffle is at 10:30. $10 per car boot or table, gold coin admission. Go to www.redcliffradioclub.org.au for more information. Thank you, and 73s from the Redcliffe and Districts Radio Club, VK4RC.
From VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. In the Burdekin, Charters Towers, Townsville and Hinchinbrook regions, it can be heard on the VK4RAT Townsville VHF repeater, 146.7 MHz, immediately following the 9 a.m. transmission of the WIA National News every Sunday morning. On behalf of the Townsville Amateur Radio Club retransmit team, I'm Gavin, VK4ZZ.
This is Alan, VK4HIT, with news from the July business meeting of Ipswich and District Radio Club. In Wyson news, the Guzzler Ultra Marathon for 2023 was run over the weekend of July 22 and 23. The weather was perfect for the event, with a record for the 100-kilometre run being smashed by nearly 50 minutes, so it's well done to runner Tim Locke. A big thank you to all operators who manned the checkpoints, especially those on Checkpoint 2 and Checkpoint 3 who got smashed with nearly 800 runners transiting through their checkpoints. All in all, there were very few errors and no dramas, so the event went off well. Stay tuned for next year's event on July 27 and 28, 2024. Thanks also to Brisbane Wyson for the use of their repeater. Craig VK4CJM is still looking for volunteers for the upcoming Lake Manchester Trail, which is being held on Sunday, August 20. If you are available, please let Craig know ASAP. Just email ipswichwyson@gmail.com. There are two more Wyson-supported events later this year, the Pinnacles Classic on Sunday, September 24, and the Mount Glorious Trail, Sunday, November 12. In July, the club welcomed another two new members. Welcome to Kay Swinton, VK4SF, and John Boxall. On the repeater maintenance front, VK4RSM Spring Mountain 70cm repeater was visited by Rob, VK4AB, Mark, VK4SMA, John, VK4MUD, and Greg, VK4GJW. The purpose of the trip was to replace the aging and unserviceable solar panels. All went very well, and the batteries are now receiving a very healthy 10.4 amps as opposed to 4 amps from the hail-damaged panels. It's that time of year again when annual memberships are due prior to the annual general meeting, which is being held Saturday, August 19 at 1000 hours. Check your emails for the official notice of the AGM. To be eligible to vote, you must be a financial member. Reporting from Ipswich, this is Alan, VK4 Hotel India Tango.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Have you got your contest hat on? Yes, it is August 2023 and we have two important contests this month. Coming up first is the Remembrance Day Contest, or RD, next weekend, the 12th and 13th of August. The second is the ILARA contest, which runs for 24 hours over Saturday and Sunday, 26th and 27th of the month. Well known as the Friendly Contest, the RD has been an institution amongst radio amateurs for longer than most of us can remember. As a way for our sector of the community to remember those people who joined the armed forces and served in conflict for over a century, it is also a reminder of the sacrifices that have been made in the name of our country. As a mark of respect to those who died, there is a period of 15 minutes radio silence prior to the transmission of the opening address before the contest starts. Using the main bands from 160 through to 10 metres, but excluding the WAC bands and modes of AM, SSB and FM, along with CW and RTTY, there is plenty of scope for making contacts with propagation, hopefully seeing the benefit of a high point in the sunspot cycle. If we think of the RD contest as the Friendly Contest, then the Australian Ladies Amateur Radio Association is the Classic Getting to Know You contest, With the purpose of having as many amateurs contact YL operators, this contest gets people out and actually enjoying contacts with our often unheard operators, the women. The major differences in requirements between these two contests are that ALARA does not include the 160-metre band, but it does permit the use of Echolink. Phone and CW, the same as the RD, are the ways to get on air, and the scoring provides incentives to make contacts with ALARA members and YLs especially. So as we bid farewell to the cooler period of the year, here is a way of getting active in friendly and enjoyable weekend operating. The links to the rules are in the text edition of QNews. So now is the time to check out the rules, get the logging materials prepared and the rig dusted off, and look forward to a couple of weekends of radio enjoyment. For QNews, I'm Jeff Emery.
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly QNews amateur radio news service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.